Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world? This is Hype Man coming to you live from Fun Fucked Up Friday. We're doing a little bit early, man. We got some things going on, so we are staying busy, busy, busy. And if you would like to get in on the conversation as well, 646-787-8245. Man, let's kick it and get into this Fun Fucked Up Friday, man. It's going, man. It's definitely going to go the way that we need it to. So we got a lot of things going on. Shout out to Iceberg, Stallion, and Authentic, man, for doing the thing. They've got a lot of things going on. So you need some work done. You need some help, man. Definitely check those guys out. They're definitely doing what they need to, for sure. So without further ado, I would like to get into some music, because that is we are about here at True Talk Radio. So, you know, see what we do.
It's Florida, boy. FLA. This is how I'ma do it. Cause I'm on fire. Bitch, I'm on fire. All my niggas, they say coolin' though. Bitch, I'm on fire. All my niggas, they say coolin' though. Bitch, I'm on fire. All my niggas, they say coolin' though. Bitch, I'm on fire. Bitch, I'm on fire. Bitch, I'm on fire. Stay coolin' though. I don't sleep, I just meditate. I'ma go hard, no hesitate. And I'm going in till I expirate. I get high, escalate. If this was the election, I'm a candidate. I don't trust the numbers, I just estimate. I only talk money, translate. And I'm selling these niggas till they emancipate. These niggas telling stories, tell them write a book. They authors, I'm taking all part in my departure. Can't sign no deal, cause bitch, I need partner. I really been no chill, trying to stack more karma. And bitch, this is a karma. I'm going in till the sun up. For a gump, y'all niggas, here's motivation. Tell a pussy boys, run up. Bitch, I'm on fire. All my niggas, they stay coolin' though. Bitch, I'm on fire. All my niggas, they stay coolin' though. Bitch, I'm on fire. All my niggas, they stay coolin' though. Bitch, I'm on fire. Bitch, I'm on fire. Bitch, I'm on fire. Stay coolin' though. Think I care what they say about me. Add fire to the flame, that's energy. I think I went blind cause I don't see any. I do my own fucking thing, you should already know. I light it up, cause you know I'm on blow. Brighten up, keep my wrist on blow. Headliner, I'm the star of the show. And I grab my own mind, I gotta get it all the time. See, I've been known, why these niggas offline? I'm Snapchat, why these niggas on Vine? I'm showing up, like I do this all the time. And I go hard in the field. Think I'm a stamina, no. Put anyone up, and you already know. It's a go, cause bitch, I'm on fire. All my niggas, they stay coolin' though. Bitch, I'm on fire. All my niggas, they stay coolin' though. Bitch, I'm on fire. All my niggas, they stay coolin' though. Bitch, I'm on fire. Bitch, I'm on fire. Bitch, I'm on fire. Stay coolin' though.
Back to Lax FM, your number one station in the nation for chill and relaxing music, giving you the smooth vibes to get you through your night, and the nicest selection of good vibes to get you through that loudy day.
I've been smoking since I was a teenager, playing the PlayStation, partly clouded with emotion. Got devotion, stay on the grind with the mind that's in it. Can't be vital and bind it up. Look at things like I'm high in the sky, yeah. Minus the dime, I wanna fly, only minus the jet. Set the plane and eject, get set for the set for the death.
It is cloudy, and the forecast is calling for the night. Partly loudy. When I pull out my bag and I take a drag, and that smoke surrounds me. When that smoke surrounds me. Hardly loudy. And I'm whipping through your hood quick. Throwing doves out the ride like, who's this? F-A-M-Z on that same shit. Smoking blunts with the homies that I came with. Look at your man, he a lame bitch. You should kick it with a dude trying to change shit. Turn the lights down, let me lick it. Spark it up, get you hot, ignition. Work that ass into submission. Have you begging for a break like an intermission. I love the way that pussy glistens. Shining in the light like, please show me attention. And I do just that. Hand you over a rap, tell you to roll it up back. While you grind on my lap, got you thinking for half. That this dude is a match, but don't be getting attached. Cause I'm the cloudy. And the forecast is calling for the high. Partly loudy. Yeah, partly loudy. And the way they hound me. When I pull out my bag and I take a drag. And that smoke surrounds me. When that smoke surrounds me.
Intoxicated, she complicated, so I left the bar. Now I'm chilling with Jay Bizarre, sharing cigars. Filled with marijuana, yeah, I wanna get so high. Cloud nine in my downtime, what I'm trying to reach, compete. Bring the sweets in the duchies. Rolling some of the funky, brought a bag full of munchies. And I can't wait to get baked, sit back and reminisce on my days of innocence. Yeah, right, since the age of 12, I've been puffing steady on the doobies. Looking at those booties, trying to squeeze up on the boobies. Finally found a way out, herbal escape route from the madness that surrounded me. But it turned me to the man that I'm proud to be. Profound MC, sweet, it's allowing me to get in tune with myself, straight soothing myself. Plus the music helps me to lose to myself, you feel?
It's the way it is, dog. I like to get motherfucking high. Takes me to my happy place. And I like my happy place. Yeah. Yo, smoke weed, man. There's something wrong with you. I said it before, and I'm gonna say it again. Time to spark it up.
Yo, man.
I'm with you. Talk
radio.
Yeah.
I pump this fucked up Friday night, bro.
Bring you that real nice black shit. The only station.
I chose something.
You tell, I hope you get chills. That's locksmith.
I know.
Remember, I'm going to hear what you're going to put on.
What we
no,
got?
No weirdo shit.
What we got?
Let's hear.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. K Slay.
Yeah.
Locksmith, yeah. Lofty goals. Check it out. Look. Allow me to paraphrase the apparent phase I pedal toward. The space between chasing my dreams and what I'll settle for. Every new tier in my career is more clear. Focus on my core and keep these executives on a tether cord. I said it for a reason, mind you. People speculate, but to myself is the only label I'm signed to. And I don't feel the need to proceed, I'm reserved hardly. Do all the work and receive proceeds from a third party? That's absurd, sorry. I just prefer to be heard, bar me. Rap a sign and disappear, commandeer a search party. Search far beyond the farce that you fraudulently falsify. The false guy you fabricate and the faith that you toss aside. I assault your pride, calling a lie like what's untrue. They rapping with such uncouth, they been in like Hut 1-2. No telling just what some do. We shun artists and praise social media starlets. No judging, I probably fuck 1-2. This is here, this is now, this is how we are viewed. We cop shoes before food, cause our values are skewed. We spin bread to get breads, it's in bread. We've been bred, we've been fed and misled. We duck shots to mislead. With this said, I'm trying to paint it clear as possible. Some people are roadblocks, I had to steer those obstacles. I would not let it swerve me like the clergy to the flock, or the distorted plot they try to smear this gospel through. My lyric and vocal expression has never been questioned. I know what it's worth. You cannot define, I try to confine what is inside, I try to pervert. But if it's this lame, I will disclaim with a disdain from a disdain, saying his name in a dismay. I will display show and dismay, but on this day, my total intention, total to totem, you hold for suspension. I'm engrossed in my own convictions. I know that my foes are stricken with jealousy and contingency, stalking my timeline, but make sure they never mention me. Lyrically, there's no comparing. I, how come you don't collab more, Lock? In three words, niggas is terrified. I terrorize any rapper in any issue. Fuck a tastemaker, cut off his tongue and tell him to wish you. Rappers use big words, but don't be saying much to overcompensate for the music they had to rush. Instead of creative ways to convey what they feel as such, they try to overcompensate. Complicate through their lyrics, and that's a crutch. Clutching your notepad, you're so mad that you pretend. So you spit the most far out shit that you can pin. But when you try to sound smart without substance in your art, you're just as bad as the swagged out rappers that you condemn. Then a fan once wrote, we sick of gimmicks, see? You gotta be controversial and diss them for empathy. But if I only become worthy by giving you controversy, then in reality the only real gimmick is me. I don't need a sales pitch from some executive with a list trying to teach me how to tweet or consult in my statist. I've been at this thing for so long with practice. witness. I can practically do a show anywhere on the Atlas. If you at this nigga, better believe you at risk of being physically shunned. I become what I had this. I used to criticize others for lack of lyrical depth. Now I realize it's more than one way to earn your respect. They said I was slept on, I kept on. I painted the picture you sketched on. I feel like these rappers are so full of gas that they swallowed a glass full of Tecron. Respect gone, so you hustle for lots of loot. I'd rather be known as unknown than be known as a prostitute. Look, would you rather be a whore or a slave? Would you rather be ignored or betrayed? Would you rather be gathered amongst cadavers covered in lime and forced to redefine whatever Lord you praise? That's the promise that they give and expect you to choose between the less of two evils in hopes to confuse the mad sheep where they bathe in their own fecal, consuming the residue of revenue from the folks they abused. Now let's define who folks is. Folks are me and you in the lower bracket where most live. That don't give a shit that morality's in fatigue. Only imagery created by corporations and showbiz. And whether you know this and focus, whoever the foe is and foe this, you try to invoke which can never be noticed. So note this and put it in bold print. The minute you go vent, they try to establish that you was a savage the moment you want to expose this. If I follow a trend and try to pretend once, I essentially shoot myself for a fee. One thing that I've learned in the last 10 months, my only true competition is me. One minute they praise you, next minute they haze you. Either you underground or you a sellout joke. Cause there's never been a rapper with my lyrical talent that has proven he can equally balance between both. I revoke any label or category you dealing with. People need boxes and other people to fill them with. Pass me off as one or the other instead of building with. That's the ignorance that I turn around and kill them with. That I turn around and steal them with. Word on the street, my nigga, is that you been a bitch. You want a revolution, let's see. What better place to start with K-Slay and me? That's how we do it. Lofty goes, man. I'm out of here.
888-845 Street Sweeper Radio. I told y'all this nigga Locksmith here. I don't give a fuck. It comes to this spitting shit. Niggas got, yo, problem.
We ain't playing, K.
Right up there.
Hey, I appreciate it for always letting me come up here and, you know what I mean, do what I do, my brother.
That's love. Why I let you come up. I know you never, know. Like I said, you never disappoint, bro.
True Talk Radio, pimpin'.
Radio. Again, Locksmith, thank you for coming through. Shout out that album.
We do what we do, man. Fun Fuck Up Friday. We are just looking at whether the industry is going, maybe some situations that are going on with certain musicians in the industry. It's a little bit different, man. We definitely always are talking about and trying to be aware of the situations that people are getting in, especially when you're in the public eye and you're trying to or are an entrepreneur and trying to actually better your next generation. That's the most important thing that we've been looking at, I believe, in the music industry and as far as artists as well. That was why I chose to play Locksmith prior to this. Some might agree, some might not agree, but he is he's you know, a very conscious rapper. He's, you know, there to speak his mind, man, and that's what I'm really kind of looking for in somebody that's doing things or musically doing things, you know, like, what is it that they're putting out that's making me think about what I'm doing in life or things like that? That's what hip hop was about, you know. Or just music in general was just going through your moods, you know. Because if you look at like the blues, you know, and then you look at not just only the blues, but other genres of music, you see that they play a certain part in going, okay, well, this is how I feel. This is what I'm going through. You can't make me feel any other way. And that's kind of the beauty of music, I would say, in a sense, because that's really the focus of music, is to basically express oneself. And if you can express yourself through, you know, hip-hop music, playing the guitar, playing drums, I mean, that's the most important, that's the most down-to-earth like thing. You know, that's kind of how I did. Growing up, was I had people that were influencing my life, and they just kind of pushed me to keep going no matter what. Don't give up in what you do. Just stay focused and keep pushing. And then you see people around you with the same mindset. Eventually, you'll see them pushing, and you'll see, you know, the struggles that they've had to go through. They've been around a while, and they've been putting in work, and they've been trying to better themselves and go, you know what, I just want to make a living at entertaining people and doing what I do, and that's music, and that's getting how I feel out on paper. And if that's going to keep me from, you know, going crazy and doing something stupid, then so be it. Let's do it, you know. Because in my opinion, it's like, what if we could do it better, you know? What if there's a way that we could say, hey, I can change this. We could do it like this, and, you know, maybe we weren't looking at it in that sense, or maybe from that side, and go, oh, no, I'm just going to be distracted with, you know, nonsense. And I think there's a lot of nonsense in music. I think there's a lot of things that kind of go on that really, in my opinion, shouldn't go on, because it's a very, it's a fine line to kind of creep around, I guess, if you will, when it comes to music and comes to what you're putting out. Now, you can say, hey, I'm just going to put out whatever I want, and it doesn't affect anybody. But, you know, I've seen that it does affect people, it affects moods, it affects, you know, your view on life. So a lot of people out there that try to go through music, and everybody's like, well, you're not going to make it, you're not going to make it. You know how many people tell me that, you know, everybody else is doing it. Oh, yeah, that's cool. Good luck with that. That's, you know, and that's kind of the fuel that, you know, that kind of fuels me a little bit. It's like that negative motivation in the sense, but then there's other things, you know, that things that we go through, people that, you know, you go, man, I had this person in my life, and now that they're gone, what do? You know, and that's what I think music, hip-hop, in general, helps with those mood swings and those things that are going on, and really helps you focus and get your expressions out. And then that's very important, I think, especially in this day and age, to stay focused, to learn and want to learn and gain knowledge, man, because we're definitely in some interesting interesting times, man. So, excuse me. It is Funfucker Friday. I ate a whole bunch just not too long ago. Great stuff. Anyway, guys, we've had some stuff kind of going on that, you know, like in the hip-hop community, one of the things that I was reading on was, you know, Lil Wayne's bus getting shot up and all this stuff, and that kind of ties into what I was trying to say, was we've got to be careful with what message we put out. And we've said numerous times on True Talk Radio, because that's what it is. It's True Talk 101. We're here just telling you the way that it is, the way that we see it. This is my opinion. So just, you know, bear with me. If anybody wants to get in on the conversation, you're more than welcome. The number is 646-787-82. We are playing live music. We are playing music as well throughout this time that we have with you guys. We did go on a little bit early, so for anybody that it did throw off, we apologize. We've been doing a lot of stuff, and things have been really, really coming together, man. So we'd like to appreciate and thank all of the people that have supported True Talk Radio and that continue to do so. And if you would like to hear your song here on True Talk Radio on Fun Fucked Up Friday for 2 weeks for $5. Just go to fiverr.com/True Talk Radio and place your order, people. It's not too bad. We've got a lot of things going on. We've got a lot of things in rotation. And if you like the direction of things that are going, and if you'd like to be a part of our broadcast, man, feel free to just hop on in. Sometimes we like to bring people in, and they could be totally random. That's what we do. And it can be very disrespectful at the same sense. Because, you know, people just, I mean, nowadays they just love to be that way. So, you know, I'm gonna quit talking your ear off, and we're going to go into this music break, man. And I'll see you on the other side. Alien.
never been able to be anything but alien. Well, I don't belong, and I don't fit in. I've never been able to be anything but alien.
Talk Radio, Fun Fucked Up Friday, y'all. We kicking it with Alien, you know, so we got to switch it up a little bit. Gonna have a little bit of everything. You know, it's like a stewing pot of melting crazy, crazy music, you know what I mean? Anyway, so we were talking about tour bus shooting, Lil Wayne, you know, and these are some of the things that I feel kind of influence the next generation, the people that are growing up and seeing this and going, what's going on? You know, you're like, what? This is days after it was reported that both Birdman and Young Thug were named in an incident from Lil Wayne's tour bus being shot in Atlanta, Georgia in April. Birdman was reportedly denied any involvement in the incident. According to two sources close to Birdman revealed that the Cash Money Records co-founder was not involved in any way. Sources also confirmed that Birdman did receive a phone call shortly after the shooting, a piece of information that was included in the incident, which was made public earlier this month. I don't know. Also, we've got sources close to Wayne and Birdman confirmed to what police documents ensued that Birdman got a phone call on April 26th, shortly after the bus was shot up in Atlanta. As reported, police knew the call was placed between two phones registered to Birdman. Other sources say Birdman assured Wayne he was not involved in any way and vowed to help him figure out who was behind it. Cash Money associated Jimmy Carlton Winfrey was arrested and charged following the shooting. Winfrey was charged with aggravated assault, terroristic threats, and acts of criminal damage, possession of a firearm by a felony, criminal game activity and reckless conduct, and discharging a weapon near the street. So, that kind of being said is where, you know, we're trying, like, True Talk Radio's focus is kind of at, is like, all these things that are going on, you know, especially like this, because this is like, you know, you're saying that this, there's a tolerance for going, hey, man, that's just every day. And I understand it. I get it. Everybody's not perfect. It's not the best areas to live in all the time. You know, it seems like there's bad people wherever you go, no matter where you go. And it just doesn't make sense. You know, you sit back and go, these people, like, these are people's lives that we're talking about here. You know, let's get that first and foremost out of the way. These are people's lives that we're talking about, and they've been, you know, basically shot at, you know, and that's like, you're trying to take my life, and, you know, it trickles down to other people, so when they have a problem, you know, say a kid at school has a problem with another kid, he goes, well, I saw this happen to this, so this is the way I'm going to handle it. And, you know, sometimes it happens, sometimes you can keep it from happening. There was the incident, you know, that everybody was talking about there for a while. Mr. Diddy, whatever you want to call him, P. Diddy or whoever, whatever he wants to go by, Sean Parker Combs. You know, with his, the thing that happened earlier with his son, being on the UCLA, so it was a fight, actually, and he ended up actually being arrested. I mean, these are some of the things that it's like, you know, you kind of look at, and I don't want to knock him because we don't, and it's like, you got to kind of look at it and go, well, what's kind of going on here? Let's see, he arrested after fight with UCLA coach. Let's see. Okay, so this is kind of like an update, kind of what was going on. So, and this brings to me, like, what are the stresses that people are going through? And that's what people got to understand is when you have acts like this, and I'm not condoning his act or what he did was right, but when you have acts like this, you got to go, okay, well, like, some people, you know, that I've seen on, like, Vlad TV, you know, Charlemagne, you know, well, what got him to that point? What was his reasoning? What made him mad to the point where he felt like that was the thing to do? So here's the update. Diddy was released after a post of $50,000 bail, according to the university. Diddy charged with 3 counts of assault with a deadly weapon, 1 count of making terroristic threats, and 1 count of battery. So that was at 10:02 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then you got one at 6:50. Diddy was cuffed in the back of a campus patrol car as officers transferred him to L.A. County Jail. Sources connected with Diddy tells us that the rat module, he acted in self-defense and was not the aggressor. So, you know, I have to agree with, you know, Charlamagne on this. I wasn't there. I don't know what exactly kind of happened. So, you know, let's go through the report a little bit more and see if we can't kind of see what happened. Our Diddy sources tell us Diddy insists that drama began during a workout session yesterday because strength and conditioning coach Sal Al-Zoe was writing Justin badly and told him not to come back until the end of the summer. Diddy went to the campus today to speak with Alosi, believing he has an issue with Justin, but things didn't go well when he arrived to campus. Our Diddy sources said that the coach would not see him and staff told him to leave. But Diddy went to the into Alosi's office instead, where Alosi told him to get out and threatened to call security if he didn't leave. Where we're told Diddy said, fine, I'll call the police, and Alzoe snapped, going after Diddy with his hands. We're told Diddy insists he grabbed a kettlebell and held it up in a defense position, but did not attack with an intent to injure the coach. Okay, and 4:15, our UCLA sources tell us Diddy confronted strength and conditioning coach Alazoe while was on the phone. We were told Diddy was told to hang on, but he wasn't having it and picked up a kettlebell and swung. Narrowly missing Alazoe, one source said, if Diddy had connected, it could have killed Alazoe. C-E-S-I. I know I'm slaughtering his name. So, you know, in a sense, you know, you got two different ones. You're always going to have two sides and then the truth. So there's always three sides to every story. Let's get that out of the way right there, first and foremost. So, you know, was the phone call and him being told to hold on enough to snap out? No. Was the other one saying that? Was there cameras? Was there footage? When are they going to trial? And these are the things, I mean, people look up to these guys. You know, so when they get into competitions like this, it's like, and I get it. Sometimes you get out of character and you do some things you wouldn't normally do. But you're in the public eye and you have to remember you are being watched by everyone. That's just me. That's how I feel. So you can kind of do whatever you feel like you need to with it. But that's just how I feel about it. I mean, is there a reason? I mean, was it a good reason? I don't know, because I wasn't there. I can't tell you. But if you would like to get in on a conversation and like to know about it, you can call us in at 646-787-8245. We are live right now. It's the Hype Man, Fun Fuck Up Friday. We're talking about issues in hip hop and the people that are doing things in certain situations. So, and we are going to go to a break.
And all my baby clones, I've been spitting bars before your daddy was locked up. Yeah, I murder rhymes rapping for your uncles got shocked up, bitch. I don't need a prover, you can feel it in my metaphor. I'll be making OG hits while you'll be on your horse tour. Trick, touching skylines internationally. It's kind of movement, threatened with these females on my unity.
Chicana movement on the rise, on the rise. Hit you like a straight bullet, leave your ass paralyzed. Chicana movement in the shit, in the shit. We ride till we die, don't get that shit twisted, tricks. Chicana movement on the rise, on the rise. Hit you like a straight bullet, leave your ass paralyzed. Chicana movement in the shit, in the shit. We ride till we die, don't get that shit twisted, tricks. Chicana movement on the rise, on the rise. Hit you like a straight bullet, leave your ass paralyzed. Chicana movement in the shit, in the shit. We ride till we die, don't get that shit twisted, tricks.
No, I don't worry. I tell you, I'm a man who believed that I died 20 years ago, and I live like a man who is dead already. I have no fear whatsoever of anybody or anything.
Anybody that is weak, independent on the system, existence is probably not here. And you ain't ain't got a cosign with it. I just made it public so you know I did it. Voice to the people, for the people, with no voice for the people in position, so you know I'm ready. This is for the mothers of the mold down children that's victims of the police low down shooting. This has gotta stop with every known itch on my heart next time I see a motherfucking cop. Hands up, somebody better tell these kids it ain't safe out here in the streets no more. It's a war outside with police, but it ain't about peace no more. Young black males losing their lives, whole city wanna riot. I don't know about y'all, but shit about to get violent. Police keep on tripping and
we gon' shut shit down.
Motherfuckers go turn up missing cause
we gon' shut shit down.
Keep on taking our children and
we gon' shut shit down.
Yeah, so you better listen up.
Bless, I'm here. Bet. Ha. Take the chase. We let it go. We let it go. We let it go. Yo, and in a damn mystery, trying to make some history. Champagne wishes, just a small taste of victory. Got a handle on my life, tell me what's a grip to me. How I put this simply, haters don't mean shit to me. Having these epiphanies, I really think I got it. Considered one of the hottest, a prophet seeking a profit. Got the picture, then crop it, stop it, you cannot knock it. The topic, you need to drop it, I'm taking off like a rocket. Mommies want me to pop it, got the keys and I lock it. Money, I try to stock it, so homie, you better watch it. Smoking something exotic, see the world and I shock it. Since my music is I'm steady pushing that product. I got money on my mind, so I'm trying to get this cream. Say you're getting dough, so what that really mean? Gotta break it down and split it with the team. We about to hit the club, we about to make a scene. We let it go. We let it go. We let it go. We let it go. Let it grow. Grown man salary, pockets high calorie. Came from the bottom to the top real gradually. Live a life casually, no commonality. Kill the rap game, every day's a fatality. Haters gon' get mad at me, I really don't condone it. Destroying all my opponents, cause homie, I'm always on it. Running things like I own it, so homie, you better tone it. Down when I'm around, these youngins, they tryna clone it. But I make them postpone it, I'm a major component. Murder, you know she wrote it, so homie, you better quote it. Money, I'm quick to blow it. Mommies want me to throw it. Mommy, I never save, so I am not heroic. I got money on my mind, so I'm trying to get this cream. Say you're getting dough, so what that really mean? Gotta break it down and split it with the team. We about to hit the club, we about to make a scene. We let it go. We let it go. We let it go. We let it go. Call a rap game, cause homie, this is child's play. I got crazy drive, so it's my way or the highway. People with my style say, wildin' every Friday. Engage in the game, and the money's my fiance. Homie, I'm getting wild play. My record always spinning, and shorty say that I'm winning. Ballin' in all positions, spittin' nuclear fission. Steady smoking that piffin', that being broke is dead. They people know how I'm living. Homie, it's just a given. Cause I gotta get it from balls that I got written. Regards to all who listen to bras, they wanna kiss them. A star from all the lyrics that's raw that I be ripping. I ain't never slipping. I got money on my mind, so I'm trying to get this cream. Say you get.
Mic check, 1, 2, man, here we go again. Blackout, spaz out, all in, foul in, hype man. Yeah, this true shit right here. They all in the mix, this they shit right here, clear. Grab your pen and pad, school's in, bitch. Your chick hella scary, stay off my shit, babe. Rhymes is trash, show me where the bars at. Talk great, really, bro, why you still mad shit? Such a figure, oh how things change. They all on my tip, fam, and at a campaign. Game over, black the screen now. Fuck your hashtags, cause I hit them with a 4 pound. Loud mouth, stay from around me. Talk is cheap, you know where you can find me. White boy, you know I get this shit. We're the mighty elite, yeah, that you talk spit, bitch.
Whoa, we were having some technical difficulties, sorry about that, people. It is kind of a fun, fucked up, really fucked up Friday. If you have a normal life, you know what I'm talking about. You got some of those issues that just kind of pop up, like, I don't know, hitting people over the head with a kettlebell. I'm just playing, sorry guys, sorry, maybe that was a little too soon. But like I said, we don't know what state, we really don't know what happened. So they're going to be able to go to court and figure that out. We appreciate you guys hanging in there. There was a lot of music that was being on, you know, that was on. There was music that was off that wasn't playing. So I appreciate you guys hanging in with me. Sometimes I feel like the whole day, I got it. So, anyway, on to other news. If you would like to get in on the mumbo jumbo talk, 646-787-8245. So, there was another thing that I was looking at. You've got battle rap. Battle rap has been making a rise in a lot of different ways. I think, in my opinion, battle rap is also a way of people, it's almost the true essence of hip-hop, where it's there for them. They write, you know, they go back and forth. I like it particularly with no beat, because I feel like the acapella is a little bit better. It's a little bit more crafty. You got to be a little bit more smooth with it. It's not the same as being on a beat, but at the same time, beat ones are fun too. You know, you've got people like Eminem and Snoop Dogg that have held different, you know, battle rap things, and, you know, like the BET and, you know, all this stuff. So it has a couple of ways. It really kind of like a more of an underground culture, but as I would like to look at it as, because a lot of people just kind of think that it's music, but I think that music is also culture, and that's one of the big things for me, is just being able to understand culture and those people's culture as well. So, we do appreciate you guys that support us, that share our links, that call in, that listen to us over and over again, suggest songs that we do, things like that. I really appreciate everything that you guys have been doing. It's been a tremendous job. You guys are second to none, man, and I'm really proud of being a part of something like this, and the music that comes through here is just phenomenal. So I appreciate everybody that's been a part of that as well. So shout out to every single musician. I appreciate you and your music. So we just wanted to go ahead and thank everybody for that. It's something that we kind of take pride in. We try to focus on those that support us, because that's the most important thing. You've got to take care of those that take care of you. And we do know that's the truth, because there's a lot of people that I know that do need that time, you know, and that effort put into it. So let's go ahead and look at some other things we got some news in hip hop. One of the things that I didn't really like was the World Star Hip Hop. I felt like that was kind of breeding a certain type of stigma, or, you know, just, it's just a little disturbing when I'm watching people fight with their kids right next to them, you know, and they're not even 5 years old yet. So there's a lot of things that, we as a society and as people in culture, people that deal with culture, you know, to go, look, I want to change this because I don't want my kids to have to grow up and go through this, you know, and that's the most important thing, is being able to say, hey, they didn't have to go through what I had to go through. And I was able to save them time, effort, and things like that. So, it's just kind of, just got a lot of beef going on in the hip-hop world, and I think that they kind of play off of that, and people, we tend to just kind of go, because we're thinking as music, you know, and it's not music, it's like these are people's lives that we're talking about here, you know. You got other news, you know. You got people like 50 Cent getting in trouble, man. You know, and these are the people that are being looked up to. That's why I think that, we should pay attention. You got to go through these emotions, and you got to understand, I influence people at the end of the day with my music, you know, like right here. The Manhattan jury ruled today that 50 Cent must pay I'm not going to slaughter her name, Livingston, $2 million on top of $5 million in imprudent damages. He was ordered to pay her 2 weeks ago as restitution for posting her sex tape online in 2009. According to the New York Daily News, the jury didn't feel 50 Cent was significantly for his actions. I don't think he was taking it serious, said jury Sylvia Rodriguez. He was winking at one of us. And when he ran out of the courtroom, that wasn't necessary. He was funny, which wasn't working at all for someone who has hurt someone else. Rodriguez also said she was skeptical that 50 Cent was I don't think he's broke. If anything, he has he has it hidden, she said. Livingston, who has a child by Rick Ross, originally sought as much as $20 million in damages, but she was satisfied with the jury's decision, saying that she felt she had been served justice by the courts and vindicated by God. In regard to 50 Cent, she had this saying, I hope he learned his lesson. The new development emerged that 50 Cent walked the red carpet for the premiere of Southpaw, starring Jackie something. So, you know, he's just, and these are the antics that I'm talking about. Now, I don't know what's going on here, but that was just something that kind of was just brought up to my attention. So it was just like, you know, you got to be careful. This goes back to the rap battle thing. You know, you get a little carried away. You're going to end up paying millions of dollars because you feel that it's funny to out somebody and to show them, in such a provocative way, you know, which is pretty crazy, too much sense. But anyway, you've got so much beef. You know, you've got 50 Cent and Rick Ross. Rick Ross takes shots at 50 Cent on Wingstop remix. Rick Ross takes aim at 50 Cent and new lyrics found on his Wingstop remix. Rick Ross and 50 Cent has been at odds with each other for a minute. Their feud started in 2009, and mind you, it's 2015. Mind you, 2009-2015. Hey, supposedly at the BET Awards, and things spiraled out from there. 50 went to expose Rosea's background as a correctional officer and got Ross's baby mama involved. You make the call. He also released a series of cartoons poking fun of Officer Ricky. Obviously, we've seen some of the aftermath of the beef recently, with 50 Cent now having to pay Livingston Lavionlea? I don't know. Livingston $5 million for posting her sex tape online. This on top of a previous lawsuit with Sleek Audio seems to have put 50 Cent's financial situation over the edge as he filed for bankruptcy. Rick Ross responded to 50's filing in the opening bar of the MMG Wingstop remix, which drops this morning. On the record, he mentions 50 Cent's alias, Pimpin' Curly. He also says that he'd either 50 years ago, what do you think? 50's financial woes, I never speak on them. Years ago, Pimpin' Curly, you know, we'd either them and Mayweather fight, and I got my gun tucked. Second row, and I'm smiling just like Young Buck. Listen to the full record. Check it out, man. These are the things that I'm talking about, man. All over here arguing over, and it always boils down to this, man. And, you know, sorry if you know, I offend anybody with my opinion, but, you know, this is just me. Always seems like, and it's always going to be a female getting right in the middle of it and getting things riled up, and, you know, motherfuckers get jealous and people die. You know what I mean? We know that from looking at Tupac, and we can look at these people that have passed away, these people that have spread knowledge, that were trying to change not just community, but culture. And that's what people don't understand, man. That's what's got to happen. That's what's got to be done with us and being in the hip-hop community, man. So when you look at all these problems, you're going, well, is it really worth going back and seeing, you know, is this, are these people really somebody that I would like to follow? There's just so many people. I mean, I think you've got like Drake and Meek Mill, you know, the controversy on that aspect, you know, where it began was last night. Saw people from nearly every corner of the hip hop and even from pop mainstays engaging in widespread online conflict. Oddly thought, kicked off by some tweets exchanged between Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift. Things really took off when Meek Mill joined the fray, though, as he went at rapping, reigning popularity king and Rico collaborator Drake about his use of co-writers. Stop comparing me to Drake. He don't write his own raps. That's why he ain't tweet my album, because we found out. That was, I guess, the initial tweet, you know, that kind of got things up. And this is my thing, and I've been talking about this for a while now, is that I think that the media, it creates a separation because there's so many things going on, because we weren't there. We don't know. And that's the thing that I always have to remind myself, is even if I want to go lean towards a certain direction in any situation, I have to remember that I wasn't there. I don't know. And that's just me. That's just what kind of person I am. It's like, okay, well, if that's the case, then this is where I'm going to kind of come at it, you know. And you've got different ones, you know, different people that are, you know, they're going back and forth with each other, and they're making these millions of dollars, and they can't stay arguing with each other. I mean, I don't get it. You know, Jerry replies to Meek Mill drama on Instagram. As we have seen, Meek Mill claims that Drake doesn't write his own rap and lyrics. That's basically all the hip hop up in arms today. Everyone and their grandmother seems to have taken a stance on the situation, whether it's picking sides or claiming the beef as good, bad. Drake is typically silent on these kinds of issues. So we're not surprised that he has not hopped on Twitter to clear the air publicly. Nonetheless, he tends to have subtle ways of responding to beef. To form, it takes like it looks like he did on Instagram. First battle rapper Hitman Holla posted a screenshot from the controversial he had with Drizzy throughout DMS in response to the allegations circulating. And I see the foolishness. You know me and show not buying it. You're gonna keep your killing. You are guy, keep killing. You motivate people like us. He also added some lyrics from 5 a.m. in Toronto for some good measure. Drake replied, do of prayer and emos as well. As a simple message, I signed up for greatness. This comes with. So I get it, you know, going back and forth, it's good for controversy. But, you know, I mean, you're putting people's lives at stake and things like that. And then it's going to spew out and then people are going to want to hurt, you know, ooh, I'm going to hit you and I'm going to hit you. And then we're going to do this and we're going to go back and forth. And then we're going to end up with some crazy stuff, man. So this has been a fun, fucked up Friday True Talk Radio broadcast. I got to get out of here. We got to do what we got to do, man. I appreciate you guys coming in, listening, paying attention. We will be having more music on the radio soon. So listen, pay close attention. Stay true to yourself. True Talk 101. You know, you can always investigate. Always ask questions, man, especially when it comes down to these culture stuff, man, because it's very important. Hip-hop is a culture, and it's awesome, you know, at its core. So you got to preserve the greatness that we have in it as well. So, again, this is Hype Man kicking it with you live on Fun Fucked Up Friday. We appreciate you tuning in. We want you to stay safe, have fun, party hardy, and, of course, stay fun on Fun Fucked Up Friday.